World Dairy Expo does continue in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. James McVitie joins us now. He is Vice President of Trade Strategy, Sustainability, and Stakeholder Affairs in the United States for Frontera. It's Dairy for Life. And I'm excited to talk a little bit about what Frontera is all about and the workings that you guys are doing internationally, as you are based here in the States, but obviously representing New Zealand.
Hi, Susan. Yes. Well, Frontera is a New Zealand cooperative. We're 8,000 farmers down there, and we're really bringing dairy nutrition to the world. So, you know, we're exporting 96% of our milk to 120 countries, and the United States is one of our most important markets, particularly for the protein. So, yeah, I've been living here in the States 10 years. Yeah, based in Chicago.
So, differences between the dairy operations as you bring folks over on international study, why do they want to come look at dairy operations and learn more about dairy industry in the States?
Well, there's so much common ground between the New Zealand and US dairy industry. I mean, you know, we've got both industries got passionate farmers. We've both really got a fantastic product. You know, it's a lot of, you know, technology here, partnerships between the New Zealand US industry, and we're really bringing up a group of our farmers to understand, you know, what the co-op's doing here, some of our joint ventures, innovation partnerships, and, you know, around those common challenges like sustainability. And the tour group's here for a couple of weeks, and you know, they've been down in Chicago, and then this is highlight of the visit being here at the World Dairy Expo.
What's been some of their reactions as they have the opportunity to walk around this show?
Yeah, we've just really arrived, and we had the pleasure of meeting the Secretary at Ag for Wisconsin, Randy. You know, just the scale, the number of show cows, and the number of equipment and service providers and solution providers. I mean, we've got a great ecosystem down in New Zealand focused on the pasture-based, grass-based farming system. Here it's different. The production system's different in the US. But, yeah, both industries have got a really bright future with some of the innovations coming down the line.
What excites you about hosting an international study tour like this into the States?
Hey, you know, our farmers work so hard. I mean, they're on farm all year, and just giving them the opportunity to come to the States, really get behind, you know, meeting our customers, meeting some of the experts in the industry, really opening their eyes to, you know, their role, important role on farm is really appreciated, and it is the key link. And then, you know, what we're asking them on to do on sustainability or, you know, milk quality, it matters to our customers, and we're here to support them.
How does an American dairy farmer find out more information about the co-op and what you guys are doing in New Zealand?
Yeah, well, Frontera, www.frontera.com. There's actually a really good opportunity next year in November 2026. New Zealand's hosting the World Dairy Summit. There's lots of direct flights down there, the World Dairy Summit. Just get on a line or get on a plane and come down to New Zealand.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's just fantastic. I'm just amazed by the hospitality, the fantastic weather, and everyone's just really happy to be here.
Learning more about Frontera out of New Zealand at World Dairy Expo, I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.